What's up, everybody? Good morning from Nashville. I think I can see my breath. It'll get nice and warm later on, nice and toasty in the 70s. Welcome to On the Scene from LP Field, what used to be Adelphia and maybe Tyco and WorldCom. I don't know. It used to be about three or four different names, but it is LP Field, and hopefully at the end of the day, the Texans will own it. But it's my first time here in Tennessee, as it is for, well, a lot of stadiums. And a couple of things I've noticed. First of all, you can see something we don't see much in the NFL anymore. You can see this beautiful crown in the middle of the field. In fact, Coach Vrabel's over there about to run. And in a little bit, we're about to lose his feet. This has got a pretty severe crown in the middle of the field. So if you're looking for any kind of excuses after the game why somebody doesn't play well, the crown in the middle of the field is one. But I really have to take beef, being a Houstonian. See how that says Oilers? Look at the bottom. See, it says Houston Oilers. Doesn't say Nashville, doesn't say Tennessee. It says Houston Oilers, okay? That was our team. But then you come into the stadium, and you look up, and you see the names. Elvin Bethea, George Bland, Earl Campbell. They never set foot in this stadium. They never set foot in this state. They didn't play Tennessee. They played for the Houston Oilers. They will always be ours. I understand that they took the Oiler name and ran with it, but those are our guys from the city of Houston, even though they're in the Titan record book. Well, you know what? I propose this. I think winner of today's game gets to claim those guys, and if we win today, we could take those names down. Sounds fair to me, if you ask me. All right, it's entrance time. You guys know how much I love entrances, and of course, LP Field being new to me, I love this entrance. Nice and wide. You got a lot of room to be jumping around. I don't know if anybody could jump up and touch the top there, but either way, it's nice. It's not Pittsburgh, and it definitely isn't NRG because you don't have Toro shooting flames and everything out. I'm sure that's going to be on their sideline, but it's a beautiful day, and you'll see the Texans come right through here, walk on the tarp. Some guys are working on it, so we got to stay out of the way. But a nice entrance, and then you get over to this side of it, and you got a beautiful screen, but right underneath that screen, apparently in pregame, there's going to be a band, live band playing ahead of time. That's pretty cool. Inside the stadium, that's pretty cool. You get to practice with a little bit of noise before the game. But right up there, there's supposed to be a band. And I would imagine there will be, well, wearing plaid. Because when we were out last night, we saw everybody wearing plaid. Maybe that's a 20-something thing. I don't know. But I need to get some plaid going. You know, maybe some, you know, red, blue, and white Texans plaid. I don't know. Maybe I'd fit in a little bit better. But then again, I'm 42, so it doesn't really matter. Hey, we're on the scene here in Nashville. Next week, we will be back in Houston, finally, for the Philadelphia Eagles. We're back on track playing a bunch of Sunday games. We'll play that one against Philly before the bye from the sideline. I'm your sideline reporter and Texans analyst, John Harris. We'll see you next time, everybody. Thanks for watching.